Caution, the Mark Unger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience. And, besides that, he's really weird. Welcome to the Mark Unger Show with national marriage speaker and author of Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage, Mark Unger. This is your source for practical, down-to-earth marriage advice without all the over-spiritualization or romantic nonsense. And now the host of the Mark Unger Show, Mark Unger.
And the crowd goes wild with joy because they've joined the Mark Unger Show, the show that is all about everything concerning
marriage.
I am, of course, Mark Unger.
Back off, man. I'm a scientist.
Joining me, as always, is the darling and charming Brian Dyerly. Diane Brierly.
So be good, for goodness sake.
Whoa! And of course, the incredible Ross Allen Skorshevsky.
Don't run away from your feelings.
Yeah.
Engineering
that's
the show. Engineering as always, Timothy Ray pushing buttons, twisting knobs, trying to stay awake during the show. Our guest again this week, Belle Ann is visiting our merry band of lunatics.
Insanity.
Yeah, she's the first one to actually take us up on. If you want to come sit in on the show, let us know. You can come sit in the show. You're crazy enough to come up here? We're crazy enough to let you in the door.
That's right.
She's still here. We haven't traumatized her enough that she's
run out the door.
She is taking notes, though.
Oh, no.
Trauma usually doesn't register until later.
That's true. She's in shock right
That's
now.
It's kind of like Creeper.
No,
it's like,
no, no. You'd have to work a lot harder to traumatize me.
She may be describing this to a psychiatrist.
Yeah.
In a couple of months.
That's right.
All right.
It was that one day that I spent with those people.
This is the show that handles all your marital challenges, relational conundrums, and dating dilemmas that you can email to us at radio@markunger.com. Here's how the show works. You get to stay totally anonymous in your email. We, in turn, are brutally honest in our evaluation. If we like what you think, we will celebrate it. If not, we will castigate it. It's just that simple. This is not serious marriage counseling. Don't get all upset and upset. Well, I didn't know everything about my situation. Of course, we're not going to know everything about your situation. It's just an email. Seriously, people, check your medication.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So if you've got serious boo-boos and you're really, really sensitive about your boo-boos, don't email the show.
Maybe boobs are just entering in their
boobs.
Emails.
Boob.
Yeah, that you're a boob.
Not boobs. We're not talking about boobs. We're talking about boo-boos.
I know, but boo-boos being sent in by boobs.
Guess how many boobs I saw today.
All right, this isn't about boobs. Boy, focus. Boo-boos, I said.
It's got a one-track mind.
If you have boo-boos, emotional boo-boos, and you really want Mark Unger to handle your boo-boos in a very gentle way, this is not the forum
you,
okay? This is a chance for you to send us something and say, well, what do you guys think about this? That's all this is, okay? We don't know who you are, and we get to be brutal if necessary in our response. And that's all.
You've never
I
been
have.
Called a boob?
Yeah. Yeah, but let's move along, okay?
Let's begin, shall we? Shall we?
You sounded just like him.
I know. I can do him quite well, apparently. I don't know why. But...
Poor Belle Ann. She's thinking, why did I come to listen to these idiots?
Go ahead and scream your head off! We're miles from where anyone can hear you!
They'll never hear you! They'll never know. All I know is you came to the show and she never came home.
Oh, my God.
She disappeared off the face of the earth.
All right, what you got for us
today?
Okay,
very interesting little article that actually came off an injury attorney blog site talking about whether or not courts will decide to recognize a sexually transmitted disease as cause to file a personal injury claim in a divorce.
Huh.
So that you can actually sue your former spouse.
And I would think you could, wouldn't you?
Well, this is the first that I've heard of it.
No, just the fact that they come home, they give you AIDS or something. They could kill you.
Yeah. Apparently, up until now, you have not been able to do that, but they are considering changing that.
All of a sudden, you get herpes, gonorrhea, something, some disease for the rest of your life.
Marriage.
In your marriage, because your spouse is out there dinking around.
Yes, because of an infidelity.
So when you divorce or you go after them and sue them for harm. Would you be able to sue them for any kind of physical harm?
No, you can't. See, that's what this article
says.
Even
for physical harm, you can't.
There is typically spousal immunity for personal injury lawsuits by one spouse against another. That means that one spouse cannot generally sue the other spouse for personal injuries suffered as a result of wrongful conduct by the other spouse. This immunity is quite broad, with historic policy considerations meant to protect the privacy and sanctity of marriage by keeping such disputes out of the court. In fact, these policies are the basis for no-fault divorce that exists in most states, including New Mexico. That's where this comes out of. However, there is a growing willingness of courts around the country to recognize a cause of action by one spouse against the other for the transmission of sexually transmitted diseases. Hmm. In fact, there have been some very large damages awarded in personal injury lawsuits between spouses for the transmission of STDs. So apparently it is starting in other places to be able to become legitimate.
Well, good.
This
I
is
think
speaking
so, man.
About just in New Mexico.
When you think about it, I mean, they could literally kill you.
Mm-hmm.
You could die a very slow, painful, agonizing death.
Well,
just because your spouse went out and got some disease off of some trampo and brings it home to you.
But how many people even already have it that bring it into their marriages without knowing that they have it?
This is true.
That's a little bit different. I'm talking about you're married for 10, 15 years. Everything's fine. All of a sudden, boom, you get a disease.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy goes, I don't know how that happened. When I went swimming. You know, I mean, seriously.
I got it.
Sitting on a toilet, you know, kind of
nonsense. Tractor seat, like the Seinfeld episode.
Yeah.
Okay, so I just happened to come across this article and set it to the side. And then in the last week, I just happened to get two emails that go along with this article. So therefore,
what kind of
I grabbed the article.
Is it a scary article?
I just read about sexually transmitted diseases.
Oh, I thought you were going onto a new article.
No.
Oh, heavens, girl, we've moved on. We're already bored from your last article.
No.
We thought maybe it was a new article.
No, you're not listening to what I'm saying.
You know what? I'm not listening to what you're saying.
I know that. You never do. Okay. Let me proceed with the next email. What do you want, Ross?
I'm just
you know, Diane
to
said,
get a word in.
Diane said before the show, we're out, she says, I hope I don't die, you know.
Good Lord.
A real painful death or something. I said, oh, no, it's cool. We've already decided we're going to kill you early.
Yes, it'll be quite painless.
We're going to kill you early. Kill you quick. Quick and early. She says that's her job every time she comes to do this show.
You're
she
working
has,
on killing me
she
every
has a
time I sit here.
Softly with our schemes. Killing you softly. You know that song?
I do.
Yes.
Roberta Flack.
Who? Roberta Flack.
Or the Fugees. I like the Fuji version better.
I'm older than you, obviously.
Yes, the girl from Sister Act 2. Remember the girl that could just sang his eyes on the sparrow?
No.
She came out.
No.
Yes, what is her name? Lauren.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
Hill.
Lauren Hill?
I don't know. I'm making things up here. That's all I do.
Huh.
I feel like we need to go back and start.
No,
all
Lauren
over.
Hill. Yes, the Fugees. She was in Sister Act 2.
I don't remember the second one. I only remember the first one.
The girl that just had like pipes that could sing Jesus into anybody's heart.
Softly.
That's it.
With his soul.
Who is this singing?
I don't know. I'm verklempt. I can't even get past the sadness of this song to even see who's singing it. Listen to that. Listen to that key. It's the saddest of all keys. It's D minor. The saddest of all keys is D minor.
Brother, trust me. Type in the Fugees, Killing Me Softly. It's a totally different beat that will groove your very soul.
The Fugees? I don't even see the Fugees here. The Fugees.
Yes. How do you spell Fugee? F-U-G-E-E.
Fugee. F-U-G-G-E. I'd call that Fuggy. That's really how you spell it?
Well,
F-U-G-G-E? Isn't that Fuggy?
No, F-U-G-E-E.
Oh, F-U-G-E-E.
Fugee, like B-G, but foo in front of it?
I'd still call it Fugee.
The Fugees.
Fugee. Fugee. I can't find anything here about Fugees on here.
The Fugees, Killing Me, Soft Me.
Soft me. Killing me.
I don't see it anywhere on here.
I don't understand. You're killing me with your stupid talk.
No, I am not killing
you. Just all because you had to be a wiseacre and tell everybody that you're going to kill me.
Fugees, F-U-G-E-E-S, killing me softly with Lauryn Hill.
Killing Diane.
Yeah, you might find that.
That might be in here.
Quickly, do it quick and put me out of my misery, for heaven's sakes.
I can't. Sorry. No Fugees.
Never mind. Never mind.
Oh, I found it.
Oh, see?
Finally.
No.
Yes.
Took me long enough. The Fugees.
Rose, I got my girl L. One time. Hey, yo, L.
Well, this is not the key of D no. minor. This isn't the setting of all case.
I heard he sang a good song.
Yeah.
Oh, I have heard this.
I heard he had a style.
Yeah.
And so I came across to see him
here.
And listen for a while. And there he was, this young boy.
I don't know, it's not doing it for me.
I love it. It was better than what you were playing before.
Yeah, what I played before was emotional.
Yes, it was.
It was beautiful.
I don't know about killing me softly, but if you could do it swiftly, I would appreciate it.
There's no fun if it's swift.
I heard he sang a good song. And so I came to see him to listen for a while.
Wow.
Didn't she just die not that long ago?
Who?
Phoebe Snow, the woman who sang the original?
I have no idea.
I thought I had heard that.
Maybe somebody cared enough about her that they killed her softly, quickly. Which is what we're going to do to you.
Yes.
Just
we care for you.
Put me
we
out
care
of
for
my
you.
Misery quickly.
We're just going to kill you.
Like in about 2.5 minutes. It would be real good.
So you don't have to worry about anything. We'll just
during
kill you.
During the break, we will take care of that.
Take care all of me right. during the break. Seriously. Okay. Now listen to me. This article was appropriate. Unlike the sound effects that you play.
Everything is appropriate.
Because this email says.
Oh, okay, email.
My husband and I have been married for 13 years. In 2005 or 2006, I can't remember what year, I contracted an STD called chlamydia.
Accidentally.
I knew the only man I was with was my husband.
Did you talk to him about it?
I asked my doc.
What?
I asked my doctor how I could possibly contract this, and she said it was only through sexual intercourse.
Uh-huh.
My husband told me he got it from a needle when he went to the doctor for a routine blood test.
Whatever!
Where did they stick that needle? You don't draw blood from that, for heaven's sakes!
An injection.
She says, he was so convincing that I could only believe him. In the back of my head, I was always curious. In 2007, my husband confessed he had committed adultery on at least two occasions with a prostitute.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, Lord.
He was so convincing, I believed him.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies, if your husband says to you that he can float around the universe and never touch the ground, I don't care how convincing he is, it's not true.
You have to know the facts.
It's called laws of physics.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? When a man
tells you
that a little bunny brought him eggs magically on Easter, unless he's like 6 or 7 years old, you don't believe him. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Why in the world?
Well, especially when the only way
you can get it is through sexual
jazz,
she believes her husband.
Well, because that's a pretty strong argument, you know, because that's one of the ways you can contract AIDS, you know, is through a blood transfusion. So why would it make sense? That's plausible.
Well,
can you get chlamydia through a...
I don't believe so.
That's what I'm saying, the laws of physics.
If the doctor told her the only way you could get it is through sexual intercourse... I don't know. I'm just reading it.
She's killing me softly.
I'm sure she is.
All right.
From some prostitute, he got it. Anyhow, during this time, we also had police officers come to our door in the middle of the night. They came to tell us that my husband has been seen stalking a waitress at a coffee shop. They gave him a warning. My husband claimed that he never did this. I was so confused and hurt and wanted nothing more than this nightmare to be
okay.
over.
So the doctor says one thing,
mm-hmm.
but she believes her husband. Now the police show up
And he says, I'm sorry, I have no idea what you're talking about.
And you still believe the husband?
Mm-hmm. She just wanted the nightmare to be over.
There's a thing called body of evidence at some point.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
She says, I made a choice to forgive him, and I wanted to work on our marriage. The next couple of years were rocky.
Forgive him? How does she even admit he did anything wrong?
She's just forgiving him for helping her to feel bad or something.
All right, Belle. Your husband gives you chlamydia, and the police show up because he's chasing hoochie mamas. What's your response to this?
Mm-hmm. Well, the chlamydia thing, I would be saying, okay, where's our settlement from the doctor's office if you got it from a needle stick at the doctor's?
Seriously. Very good point, Bellanne. Very good point. Let's sue the doctor who gave it to you.
Gonna be rich.
Seriously.
Oh, that'd have been funny.
That would have been a great response.
Well, let's call the attorney right now and go after that.
Yep.
Let's go personal injury lawsuit.
They gave it to me through a needle thing at the hospital. See, I skipped that.
Mm-hmm.
As if you're shooting up crack down.
No, it's a doctor.
I got it. I'm shooting up crack. And that's how I got it.
Somebody in the room is actually listening.
I know. Somebody is.
Okay.
That's why we don't have people in here normally, because they listen.
Yeah. You can get away with not listening when there's nobody here to nail you. Okay. Right. So she says, I felt betrayed and hurt, and this caused me to be very insecure. Do you think?
Mm-hmm.
I started doing insecure behaviors like checking his email, his voicemail, and searching his pockets. Mm-hmm. I tried not to talk about it. I just wanted to forgive. After all, I needed to leave the past behind.
Mm-hmm.
If we as Christians are supposed to forgive others for their sins, why does God allow for divorce when a spouse is unfaithful? In 2009, my husband decided he wanted to leave our home now.
Uh-huh.
He closed down and moved out for 10 months, and I felt abandoned. With much prayer and seeking God in this past May, no, last year May, he moved back into the home without really saying sorry or showing any remorse.
And you let him back in the home?
My question is, why did he come back in? But
seriously, girl.
Stupid is what stupid does, sir.
What in the world?
Mm-hmm.
So he just shows up. He does whatever he wants to do whenever he wants to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And she's an enabler. Yeah. She just lets him do whatever he wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. Wow. All right.
She says, now,
is there a question in all this?
Yeah, daily our life is going pretty well. I'm really having a hard time healing from all of this. I've learned that forgiveness is one thing and trusting is another. She basically wants to know how she's going to get over this betrayal and learn to trust him again. They sought counsel from a Christian couple head up the marriage ministry at the church, and they basically told me to forgive and never speak of the adultery again. I don't want to rub what my husband did in his face, but his choices do have consequences. I'm tired and feeling insecure. I don't really know what to do. How do I get over this type of betrayal?
I don't know. There's too much in that email. Mm-hmm. First of all, it's way beyond the
scope
of this program. You're talking seriously layered stuff here. And probably her email's not even telling us all the facts in the right order and stuff, because that email sounds to us like, lady, you're a little nuts. I mean, I'm sure you're not nuts, but you buy into the, I got chlamydia from a needle.
Which is not possible, by the way.
And the police show up and say he's gotten hoochie-macha, and then he finally admits he is screwing other women. Then he disappears for 10 months. Then he decides to come home without saying he's sorry.
None of that seems right to me.
It doesn't even make sense, because why would all of a sudden he go to marriage counseling?
Well, I don't know. And why would you confess to me you had indiscretions with two prostitutes and I'm staying around? I'd have been over right. I mean, it would have been over at the chlamydia, let's face it.
Yeah. So I don't understand
not
it.
The police showing up, and then on top of it, you tell me you've gone out and stepped out on me with two prostitutes?
But here's the thing. I mean,
I'm supposed to forgive Ross.
Well, that's what I'm saying. See, I would
forgive him.
I would go off on the couple and yell about what advice they gave you, except that I don't think we're hearing the whole story. Yeah. We're not hearing the whole story here.
I would guess maybe not.
At so many levels, dear, we don't understand what you're talking about. We can't help you. You need to go back to whoever and get some serious help. What we can say is, it looks to us like you're too much of a punching bag and an enabler. You have to forgive people. I get that.
Oh, yeah.
I teach you how to forgive people and not bring up their faults and sins.
But forgiving and just letting him perpetuate this behavior
are
two entirely different
things. Has he really stopped? I mean, this sounds awfully bizarre.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like maybe he has.
So I don't know. But this is way too deep for...
Yes.
We can't even begin to weigh in on this, except that it sounds very odd to us. You know, don't suspend your brain and call it forgiveness.
That's what a lot of people do, though.
Don't suspend your brain. See, a lot of people who are enablers, who enable bad behavior, they spiritualize it.
They put it under the umbrella of forgiveness,
and I'm just trusting God. Mm-hmm. There's when in reality, what it is, you are a weak-willed mm-hmm. person with no spine, who doesn't know who she is, mm-hmm. and you allow him. You actually enable his life by taking care of him and making love mm-hmm. to him, and you know, building a home with him, so that he can act out in extremely bad ways. Mm-hmm. My guess is the reason he came home after 10 months, because he realized, wow, this kind of bites. Mm-hmm. There's nobody enabling him mm-hmm. and taking care of life for him to make it easy for him to act badly. You do. Except the only thing that I hold back on is if he freely went to counseling with her, why would he do that? I mean, because it sounds like he's extremely evil. The way mm-hmm. she's saying it.
And he comes home with no remorse, but yet
he's going to counseling.
Well, not counseling. It was a Christian couple at church.
But even still, people who are really evil and hard-hearted, they don't go talk to anybody.
They don't want
to
do that, right.
So on the one hand, she paints a picture of that he's this real cold-hearted thing that she's enabling. On the other side, all of a sudden, well, he's sensitive enough to want to move on and forget the past and let's go talk to some people at church, which makes him sound like a very nice guy. So I don't know. You're totally confusing us. I have no idea. All I know is it's time to take a break. We'll be back right after this.
He's a pastor, best-selling author, and popular marriage speaker. He's Mark Gunger, bringing you hard-hitting and honest marriage advice. If you like listening to Mark Gunger on the radio, you'll love watching him live. Each week, Mark presents his Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage seminar in cities across the country. This wildly entertaining and informative event is designed to bring hope and positive change to your marriage, improve your communication, help your spouse to better understand you and your needs.
Men's brains are very unique. Men's brains are made up of little boxes. And we have a box for everything. We've got a box for the car. We've got a box for the money. We've got a box for the job. We've got a box for you. We've got a box for the kids. We've got a box for your mother somewhere in the basement.
Don't wait. Events are filling up fast. To view a schedule and register for an upcoming event, visit us today online at laughyourway.com. That's laughyourway.com.
Hi, this is Mark Gunger, author of Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage, inviting you to join us at this year's Butt-Kicking Women's Conference in Green Bay, May 20th and 21st. Why such a strange title for a women's conference? Well, it's my term of endearment for women who are strong, confident women who know who they are, what they believe, and won't just idly sit by and let anybody rob them of the kind of life God wants for them. Now, this is not a conference for crying and healing. Those are fine. But this conference is not about healing. It's designed to build strong, confident women who can have a real impact in their homes, churches, and communities. Look, we live in a culture that, despite its promises, have left many women who are weak, insecure, and too often victims. If you want to be the strong, confident woman you know God wants you to be, plan on attending this year's conference and bring your daughters with you. For more information, visit buttkickingwoman.com. That's buttkickingwoman.com.
It's like living with a 6-year-old.
So be good, for goodness sake. And whenever there is injustice, you will find us.
We're just going to do a little soundbite medley over our
intro. He doesn't have to listen to the Beach Boys that way.
Oh, my gosh. You're listening to Mark Gunger Show, where we're doing our best to take a shot at your emails. Last one was just too deep for me. So
okay, we'll try this one. It's another STD one. Let's try it. I was a virgin and always dreamed of marrying a virgin also. In 2007, after being diagnosed with genital herpes and HPV, my husband confesses that for 19 years he'd been lying to me. Apparently, he was not a virgin when they married. Needless to say, I was shattered. I wanted to divorce him, but could not bring myself to do it because we have 3 young boys whom I love more than life itself, and I could not stand the thought of them being in a broken home. However, I get so exhausted with pretending that everything is fine. I am so numb toward my husband. He treated me horribly, and I put up with it because I always thought, well, at least he was a virgin, and I never had to worry about any STDs.
What? What?
Well, apparently
he treated you lousy.
But she thought that because he was a virgin, that it was worth it. That was worth the price to pay.
Who thinks like that?
Well, apparently she does.
Wait a minute. You're telling me your husband treats you like crap, but your response was, well, at least he's a virgin.
What? That's what she's telling you.
How does one even have anything to do with the other?
Well, that I don't know. In her mind, it did. She was willing to put up with his business just because, well, at least he's a virgin. Apparently,
he was a virgin.
Well, he told her he was.
Yeah, but
until she found out 4 years ago that he was not, because she got the HPV and the genital herpes from him. Anyhow, her question is:
so if I treat my wife like crap, I can go, well, at least I was a virgin.
Yeah, apparently that's the sound reasoning.
What the heck's that got to do with anything?
I don't know.
So is he screwing around on her? Is that
now he claims that he is trying to make up for the years of hurt and is treating me much better, but I don't really care. It's been 4 years since his confession, and I don't think I will ever care for him again. I am told to forgive and forget. It doesn't help to when I get a new breakout of the herpes after her cycle every month to remind her of his lies. I feel so cheated and let down by God. He knew.
Nothing to do with it.
She said God knew her husband's heart and his lies. Why did he let him do this to me? I feel like damaged goods and no one will ever want me. Is there any hope for me?
No. No, there is no hope for this lady. For heaven's sakes, God did this to me.
Yeah.
Man, some people
He knew his heart. He knew what he had done. Why would he let him do this to me?
God did this to me.
I'm just reading the email.
He didn't have to read that one.
You got
to
feel bad for
God.
Don't
shoot the messenger.
Look, because you marry some psycho and you don't do your homework to find out whether or not he's a pig or not, why is that God's fault?
Because he knew what would happen and allowed this to happen to her anyway. I'm just saying, that's her reasoning.
So he was a lying scumbag then, right, is what you're saying?
Apparently.
So he wasn't a virgin?
Apparently, and had a disease that he gave to her on top of it.
Okay, look, this lady's got some serious problems. Dear, you have some serious issues. Number one, she hates her husband. Mm-hmm. She's full of bitterness towards him.
Mm-hmm. That's a problem.
And she's mad at God.
Problem.
I mean, you need some serious, again, boy, it's like, wow. Getting some heavy ones here today. Only the first half of the show, I'm already overwhelmed by two of them. I don't have any answers for.
Yeah, you do. Can you help me? No.
Divorce him and go to New Mexico and file a personal injury lawsuit against him. There you are.
No, you need to get some help, sweetheart. You got to know you're in a bad place. I mean, that's an icky place for her to be. I can see her being mad, and yeah, her husband, are you kidding me?
And every time you have a problem?
Herpes and whatnot. And, I mean, this is one of the reasons why Jesus gave the out for sexual unfaithfulness. Mm-hmm. I mean, this stuff's deadly, deadly stuff.
Oh, literally.
But she's mad at God over this. Wow. All right, be back right after this.
Band of Brothers Radio. Your internet outpost, supplying refuge, hope, and biblical counsel for men in the midst of daily battles.
You'll never conquer that thing that's got a hold of you until you bring it out of secret, out of the darkness, and bring it into the light.
And you know, that is such the key right there. Because truly what it boils down to for me, my experience is that I had to get to that place where I've said, I've had enough. Mm-hmm. I don't have another ace up right. my sleeve. In every situation, I believe that it's a constant surrender.
Band of Brothers Radio, streaming and podcasting daily at faithplace.org.
Excuse me, do you know how to get to Maine and Maple?
Do you have these in a 7.5?
How's that cooked?
Can I get that shipped overnight?
Is there a direct flight?
How long does the warranty last?
What's your soup of the day?
How do you change the ringtone?
Does it come in blue?
Does this bus stop at Elm Street?
We ask questions everywhere in life.
Is it raining out?
What time's the meeting?
How much does this cost?
Does it have four-wheel drive?
Have we met before?
What's my account balance?
Yet somehow, when we get to the doctor's office... Any questions?
No.
We clam up. Ask questions.
What is this test for?
Are there any side effects?
When do I get my results?
Questions lead to better health care. Go to ahrq.gov for a list of 10 questions everyone should know. Questions are the answer. Public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
On the road, but you got no guess.
that doesn't ring true. You've been all over, and it's been all over you.
What song is that?
It's a beautiful day.
It's a beautiful day.
It's awful.
Let it get away.
No, it's not.
Who did this song?
It's you too.
Oh, I'll take my life just listening to it.
Of course you do.
Turn it off.
Are you serious?
I'm not a U2 fan. I should have known.
You should be a U2 fan. They
turn that up, boys. Turn it up.
I like U2, actually.
Thank you very much over there.
Take just a bunch of cans and beat them together as loud as you can.
Sorry, but
that's it right there.
Millions.
Take a bunch of noise again. La 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 la
la la la la la la la la la la la la
la la la la la Just
moving on.
I do not like music that doesn't breathe at all.
Oh, it breathes.
Just what does that mean, breathe? Oh, just noise. There's no
dynamic range at all. Yes. Just everything's as loud as you can. Turn it back up. Is it still playing?
There are many women out there that say that U2 makes me breathe.
Oh, good.
All done. That was
awful.
Done. Let's move on.
That was awful. That was awful.
Strike that one from the list as well, Timmy.
Don't play it ever again. The troll has spoken.
The troll has spoken. I am the troll. All right, so we had two emails where I had perfect, clear answers for them.
No, yes, no. Well, no, I crossed my mind.
So that's about as much as I got out of it.
I have no clue.
Because I didn't know what to say to these people. All right.
Okay.
What do you got now?
Now, what I have now is I would like to speak with you about something that I witnessed in your household when I was here.
Look, I didn't know you were here, and I was running naked from one room to the other. It's my house, for heaven's sakes.
No, that's not it.
Oh, that's not what you're talking about.
That would never make the air if that were ever to happen, trust me. So, apparently, Mrs. Gunger had asked you for about 9 days.
Okay, now she's...
No, she's not exaggerating.
She is. Well, I pray for her so she doesn't die going to hell.
I'm going to jump on your side. No, she's not exaggerating, you know. She is exaggerating. You're taking Debbie's side, and I'm going to take his side. It's not fair.
All right. Let's say.
Were you here to know that it was exactly
not.
9 days?
According to her.
It was because it was.
She said she reminded me every day since Easter.
I'm going to say that's a falsehood.
Well, okay. It is a false. She's okay.
Okay. How
everybody
many
exaggerates.
Times did you?
But that's not the point.
Do you recollect that she?
How many times? Two, maybe three times.
Okay, so anyway, let's go with your story.
Yeah,
so
it still works.
Two or three times.
Yes, this is something. My version still
in
works.
In the last 9 days.
Yes.
She has asked you to take your metal folding chairs that you had when all the family was here down to the basement.
Yes.
And you ignored her. You didn't fulfill her
request. So she
filed
for divorce.
No, she did not.
Well, in case of the other, that's how the emails normally go.
Okay.
So she's cleaning house, and I'm here recording, and so I go up the stairs to go back into the main level of your house. And there, sitting at the top of the stairs, where I have to climb over this stack of chairs.
She put this barricade.
Yes.
It was awesome.
Like you had to climb over
barricade,
them.
So you couldn't.
Get
here
up the
are the stairs. Here are the chairs, metal chairs, just
stacked
piled
up
at the top of the steps so you couldn't get in and out.
Yes.
Okay. Now, as soon as I started laughing.
And you said, oh, I guess my wife is giving me a hint.
Well, I knew exactly what it was.
Yes. Oh,
she had told me to do it. I just hadn't done it.
And I just debate
that it was every day, but even still.
Even if it was two or three times.
Even if it's my version.
That's right. Two or three times still works.
The truth of the matter is, she wanted me to do it. I didn't do it. I didn't do it. I walk up, and here is this pile of chairs to where I can't get in and out of the house, out of the basement.
It was no longer a subtle hint.
No. So I start laughing right away. And I look at her, and she's laughing.
Yes. Oh, yes.
And I said to Diana, I says, you know, this is why I try to get women to be like my wife.
Yes.
Because if she were like so many women, like right into this show, she'd have been crying. I asked my husband to move those chairs.
Diane, she would have said, I asked him, he just doesn't listen to me. And she would have been like, oh my, I do the same thing to my husband. I just, doesn't matter what, he never listens to me. It would have been this soap opera saga between the two of you. No, that would have been Debbie talking to you as he came.
If it would have been like a lot of women.
Oh yeah, because that's what a lot. He doesn't care about me, and he doesn't care about my feelings. I'm very sensitive. I don't know how sensitive my sensitivity is
because I have the most sensitive sensitivity I've ever known.
Don't be so sensitive.
And it really bothers me, and I don't know why he doesn't care about me, and I'm very, very sensitive. And Pastor
Mark, can
you please help? Can you please help, Pastor Mark? Because I'm very sensitive. My husband doesn't. If he doesn't ask me, how many times?
Scores.
Okay, now
this is scores of women
would do this.
Are going to have a heart attack over this.
Okay. My wife She didn't have a heart attack.
No, she did not.
She drug the chairs over and put them right where I couldn't move.
I wish she would have just stepped over because I'd like to have seen what would have happened.
Well, but I mean, the point is as soon as I see it, I start laughing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. She's in the other room. She's grinning from ear to ear like a Cheshire cat.
She's not crying.
She's not crying.
Upset.
She's not emotionally upset. She's just, and you know what? I dealt with the chairs.
Yes.
We got the guys and we put the chairs all downstairs. And I'm laughing. I'm saying, now this is how you deal with stuff. Don't just sit around and boo-hoo your boo-boos. My boo-boos are boo-hoo. My boo-boos are boo-hoo. He doesn't care about my boo-boos.
And I said, women would be in tears and so upset because he didn't listen to what it was that you asked. And her response was, oh my gosh, I'd be upset and crying all the time if I got upset every time he didn't listen to something I said.
Which is the point.
That's right.
What a lot of women are trying to strive for doesn't exist.
It's not even in the Gunger household.
They think, oh yeah, if my husband could be like Mark Gunger.
Trust me, that ain't what you want.
That's just what you want. Yep, your husband be just like me. The reality is you just deal with life and you don't go crazy. You don't come unglued because you can't get what you want exactly the way you want it all the time. And I just think, oh, it's just sad. So anyway, kudos to Debbie Gunger. So she knows how to deal with life.
It was a hilarious anecdote to share.
It was very funny.
It was really funny. Because I came up first, and, you know, climbed over them. You weren't there.
And now keep in mind, she doesn't wait till everybody leaves to do this.
She did it when you had
people here.
She does
it where Belle has come all the way up as a visitor, and Diane, and Tim, and Ross, and everybody is here.
We all get to witness it.
They all get to witness my wife.
The laziness.
Putting it was hilarious.
The chairs and blocking us all into the basement because I apparently cannot get around to taking the chairs down. It was a funny moment.
It was.
She got what she wanted.
Nobody was crying.
Nobody was
killing each other.
No big deal. Just deal with it.
It was funny. I climbed over them. I climbed back over them again to come downstairs just to be down here to walk up the same time that you did because I had to see that.
Well, how mean. You should have helped. You should have picked up a chair.
I wasn't the one that was asked 2 or 3 times for 9 days to move them.
Was it 9 days?
Lies. I'm telling you. It's all lies.
Yeah. Okay, this email says, Mark, I love listening to your show via podcast. It educates as well as keeps me laughing.
It educates as well as irritates.
That's true.
And agitates.
That's true.
We have cream for that, by the way.
Take that. You can stop by Walgreens and pick up a cure for what I'm doing to you.
That's right.
She has a 17-year-old daughter and a 13-year-old son. Some of the TV shows out there are awful. Teenagers having sex and then babies. When I come into the room and my kids have these shows on TV, they have to listen to me. She says things like, this is not a game. You know, save it for marriage. Oral sex is sex. And on and on.
Stop it.
That's what you have to do.
Yeah.
Just yell at
it. Stop it.
I'm trying not to have the one talk, but every time I hear society telling kids it's okay, I fight back with it's not. Anyhow, several weeks ago, you talked about a book called Finding Your Prince in a Sea of Toads.
Mm-hmm.
And she says she loved it.
She read it.
Yes. And the dude in
I want royalties.
Yeah. It's not your book.
Well, I pushed it, though.
Oh, good heavens.
Hey, call that guy up. He said we sold one book. I want a percentage.
I hope we sold more than that for him because it's a good book. And you have to get him on this show, too, by the way.
Yes,
He used in the book. He uses the analogy of sex being like duct tape. It holds you together, but doesn't work well after you rip it off several times. Which is an analogy that you also use.
Yeah, yeah.
So she bought the book and read it herself, and she gave it to her daughter. Luckily for me, she has not been seriously interested in dating, even at 17. She prefers to spend time with girlfriends and groups of mixed friends. So her question now comes in. My son, I worry about. He's interested in girls, and he's 13, remember.
Inconceivable!
Over the last couple of years, when I ask my husband if he's talked to him about sex, wet dreams, etc., my husband answers jokingly, don't they teach that at school? Let him learn about it from most kids, like most kids from the other kids on the street.
No, that's what his dad said?
That's what the dad's saying, yes.
Okay, your dad.
Wrong.
He's an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
Play this for your husband. You, sir, are a moron. The single greatest influencer in the life of the moral decisions of children, based on virtually every study ever done, points to the father.
Mm-hmm.
Don't leave it up to your wife to do it. Don't leave it up to the school to do it. Don't leave it up to the church or the preacher to do it. you need to grow a pair and you need to do it. Those fathers who engage and engage with their kids over these issues are the ones who have kids who grow up healthy and strong. The ones who wuss out like a Ken doll. You know, Ken dolls, when you pull down your pants, you know, you
nothing.
See nothing. Smoothies.
I hope he's not like
they're smoothies.
6'9", he's a smoothie.
I don't care. He might be a great
big
guy.
How big a boy are you?
But the man ain't got no testicles. You need to grow a pair, for heaven's sake.
He
you
really
need to be the father.
Really suggesting that his son learn about sex from the other kids at school and on the street.
Oh, there's a plan.
Oh, my gosh. He'll learn all sorts of horrible things.
Good heavens.
There's a fine line between tough and crazy, and you're flirting with it.
Mm.
Or on the internet and pornography and all. You don't want him learning it from that. Come on.
Honestly.
But really, her question was, is there a book like this, the Finding Your Prince in a Sea of Toads? This is more for girls. Is there a book like that for boys that he could read? She wants
to
know.
Yeah, you take the one for girls, and you beat your husband over the head with it. That's the book.
Use the same book.
You can use the same book. You just apply it differently. You read the one book to your daughter, and the other one you beat over the head of your husband because he's a nitwit. Honestly.
You don't want to just leave it to a book, even if there was one.
The
you don't
father
just,
needs to do
needs
it.
You
to
ought
talk
to be
the boy. Ashamed of yourself.
For heaven's sake.
Talk to the boy.
Be a man. Don't be a wuss.
You're a very bad man.
For heaven's sakes, be a little responsible.
No, I won't talk about it. Doesn't the school talk about it?
Good grief. Good grief.
Are you nuts?
Yeah, I would say yeah.
Heaven's sakes.
Is it really that difficult for dads to talk to their sons?
Yes,
is it,
it's always painful. Oh, but just you need to do it.
That
you need
bad?
To, everything's bad.
I didn't think so.
Men don't want to get out of bed and go to work in the morning.
That was an easy
Men
conversation.
Men
got to
do all kinds of stuff. You need
at
to
six
be.
6 months.
Yeah. He laid there in his little diaper and you told him everything.
He just looks at me
and
go, I'm glad we had this conversation. Thank you.
You had the talk.
You need to talk to your son. Actually, the father should be doing it with all the kids, but particularly mm-hmm. with the son.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, every study done, religious studies, pagan studies, secular studies, mm-hmm. state-sponsored studies have shown the single greatest influence in directing the moral decisions of children is overwhelmingly the father. It's not even
the
close.
Dad.
In fact, when you look at these studies, you know, the women can't even begin to compete. That's how bad it is.
No, it's not like,
women
well,
can't
45
even begin. I know that's
50.
I know all you single moms, oh, you hate me and I can't do it. Listen, you can whine all you want about it. I'm just telling, look, there's exceptions in any case, mm-hmm. and God can do a miracle. And some of you need to pray for a miracle. But every study has shown that women can't even begin to compete. We're talking like an effective rate of 2% versus 43% mm-hmm. in one study.
Not
another study,
close.
17% versus 93% versus another study. MSNBC, not exactly Focus on the Family. These guys are left of lefty. They're all wackos over there. Even they say, you know, there's a 50%. No, a man has twice the influence.
Twice.
What is that? Is that 100% then?
Double. What's double?
Be 100%? 200%? I don't
yeah.
know. I mean, it can't even begin to compete. The single greatest indicator, and I know that's not very politically correct today because all women don't need men and who cares and we're all women's lib and we can be just big a pig and as a man is and we can be as important as a man and yeah, blah, blah, blah. Again, any study you look at, I've never seen one that shows anywhere near the
no.
other direction.
No, I haven't either.
The single greatest
it's the dad.
Influence on the moral decisions of children virtually always come from the father.
Papa,
and you have you have a father who backs off of that. You have kids going off the reservation.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
These are the kids who go, the ones where their dads never talk to them,
mm-hmm.
where the girls, the father never said anything to girls about it, where the father never spoke to the sons about it. These are the kids that wind up in a mess.
Well, she said that she's tried to talk to him, but it's still never going to be the same thing
no,
as the dad.
No, you should not try to talk to him. Make your husband do it. Take the book. Beat your husband over the head. It's very simple. Play this for him. Dude, come on. Be a man. Grow a pair. A father doesn't mean, gee, I get an erection and impregnate my wife.
Oh, my gracious.
All right?
Gracious.
Just because you can get it up for one event in your life doesn't make you a father.
Just a sperm donor.
You're just a sperm donor at this point. Well, I'll pay for the bills. So what? Be a man, mm-hmm. grow a pair, sit down, engage with your children, talk to them about the moral decisions in their life, about what is right and what is wrong.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very important.
And I tell you, with the homes where they don't have any father at all, mm-hmm. these are the homes that give us virtually all of our inmates in prison today.
Mm-hmm. Sadly. Sadly.
And so these are go to almost any prison. Mm-hmm.
And ask.
Male or female prison. And ask how many of them had a dad. And almost none of them.
Yeah.
Lots of them had moms. Mm-hmm. And this isn't a slam on mom. Thank God for what they do. Yeah. But I'm telling you, everything is shown when it comes to the moral decisions. It's up to the man. But what have men done today? They have abdicated their mm-hmm. responsibility. In no small part, thanks to the feminists and everybody mm-hmm. else who have convinced men that they don't matter. Go. We live in a culture where guys think, well, we don't really matter. This guy is probably not an evil man. No. He's just not very smart.
He just played the
part. He just played the part because everybody's told, well, man, don't matter if a man says anything. And, you know, let the kids do it. Let the church do it. Let the school do it. Let the wife do it. Because
you matter.
Men don't. It used to be fathers know best. Now the culture says fathers are idiots.
Mm-hmm. That's very true.
But you want to have an effect, you've got to get the man engaged. Dude, grow a pair, get a backbone, sit down with your son, be a man. If he doesn't want to do that, there's no book you can give him except some book that you can take. Just find the biggest, heaviest book you can find and beat him over the head.
Did you hear?
That's about as much book success. Isn't that funny? A woman thinks, I need a book. To get through to my husband? Is that what?
No, she wanted a book like the other one that the daughter was reading for the 13-year-old son to read.
You still got
to
beat your husband over the head. Mm-hmm. He's the one who has to do it.
Did you hear the thing just recently? I heard this guy ranting and raving about like the movie 300 and Spartan men, that it wasn't the men in the homes that raised these just unbelievably...
Who was saying that?
There was this guy saying that the mothers are the ones that give their son the shields. Their mothers are the ones that instill this nature into the boys.
I don't believe that.
And raise these seriously butt-kicking men, and that it's the women who made these men into who they were. Not the fathers.
I don't believe that.
I heard this on a talk show.
I didn't know if you heard that, but
this guy was ranting about this.
No, I don't.
But you know what? Even if that's true, it still has nothing to speak to the moral decisions of the child.
No.
All the studies that we're talking about
are not about whether they'll go to
war. Moral decisions.
Yeah.
You know, I suppose you give any boy and encourage him to go be violent and fight. But that's an absurd thing. It's all leftists revisiting history.
Sure.
According to leftists, anybody significant in history was gay.
What?
Oh, are you kidding? You haven't heard this?
No.
Oh, are you kidding? Yes, you have. She's from Madison, Wisconsin. She knows this. You know, pick any famous person in history, you know, Thomas Jefferson, well, he was gay, you know.
Why do they say
Socrates
that?
Was probably gay. And,
well, I guess I have.
You know,
heard
and everybody was
that.
Gay. And the guy who was next to anybody who accomplished anything in life, you know, obviously was gay. They're all gay. Everybody. It's amazing that everybody, that we even procreated at all.
Because they're all gay.
Because everybody in history has been gay to this point. You know,
Seriously. So
they're gay or says women, all of it trying to say men are not necessary. Any mm-hmm. idiot who comes along and says that you created an army of physical warriors that were developed
that way
because of their moms is an idiot. I don't know what they're pointing to. The women might have been involved. I'm sure women can encourage. Women are great encouragers. That's fine. But you telling me.
That's what they were saying.
That they created
that so
a warrior race yes. of butt-kicking men.
That it wasn't the
because
men.
Of mommy.
Because of mommy, because they had the shield.
Yes. I find that very hard to believe.
That's what they were saying, I promise you.
Yeah.
Well, now, wouldn't a boy being raised in such a home think, gee, my dad must be a really strong guy if he can deal with this woman?
Well, they're not raised in the home because at the age of 7, they're actually taken out of the home and put into the training to become a man.
Like a warrior camp.
To warrior school type thing.
Mm-hmm. But by other men.
Other men. But then they come back, and instead of the father supposedly passing on the shield...
Well, that's cool because she handed it. That's fine because at the end of the day, you know, it's so funny because women complain about guys, you know, these boys are always wanting to play games and always wanting to play war and always play... Hey, when you're next on the line, you know who you're going to turn to protect you?
Yep.
Are these boys.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Mm-hmm. So for a mother to acknowledge that, that's fine. The father turns him into a man, and as part of his transition into manhood, he comes home, and the mother gives him the shield. I would celebrate that.
Because
what you're saying
said.
Is you are a protector of me.
Right.
That would be a great thing.
That was left out. That was not over said. To him.
They
that's
were saying it was the women that
matter.
Made these boys
that's
into the men
that's the point.
The
what they're
they
trying
are.
To say, it's the women that
no.
made them into men, and that's baloney.
Right.
I don't believe it.
Right.
Where else in history have you seen this? You know, it's easy to argue about stuff that happened thousands of years ago. No one's around to defend one.
Yeah. I find it very hard to believe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sure these great warriors got that way because mommy. My, I don't know. Some moms, you get around them, you want to go out and kill somebody. So maybe, yeah. Yeah. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe it's true. I don't know. I need a break. We'll be back. We'll be back right after this.
Listening to The Mark Gunger Show can drastically reduce your chances of becoming a repeat offender of marital and relational dilemmas in your home. Listen to The Mark Gunger Show Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Standard Time at www.markgungershow.com.
Do you want to discover the heart of your child and who God created them to be? Laugh Your Way America is excited to introduce the Kids Flag Page. This fun and interactive game will help you discover the unique way God wired your child. Find the key things that motivate them and learn what they love most about life. This colorful and engaging activity set will help your child see who they are at their very best and will teach you how to bring out the best in your child. Each Kids Flag Page game comes with everything you need to complete three Kids Flag Pages. Designed for children ages 4 to 11, the Kids Flag Page is a fun way for moms and dads to interact with their kids and truly discover the heart of each child. To order your game, go to www.laughyourway.com. That's laughyourway.com.
Brand new and available now on DVD, Manly Man 3, Time to Man Up. In this third year of the conference, Mark Gunger, comedian Ken Davis, Ed Gunger, and Paul Coughlin challenge men to stop being passive and become courageous leaders among their family and friends.
I think it's amazing. I've been sitting backstage watching this, and I think I get it. We have been neutered. Am I wrong? That isn't the sad part. We volunteered for it.
Order your Manly Man 3 DVD with over 6 hours of both hilarious and serious sessions giving men practical tools to become the man of God he's called them to be. Visit us online at laughyourway.com or call 866-525-2844. Don't wait. Order your copy today at laughyourway.com.
See, now this is funky. You breathe. It's not just a bunch of...
You can have your opinion, sir, but that's what they are. It's your show, so I will never play it again, but you two rock.
I'm with you.
Thank you, Diane.
First band I ever saw.
Oh, heavy metal.
These guys just caught up in their own intelligence, their own thoughts. You two. What's that guy's name?
Bono.
I love how these musicians, suddenly they're experts on everything in the world.
Oh, no,
experts
don't.
Experts on hunger and experts on justice in the world.
AIDS.
Because I'm you too, and I think in circles. I think in circles and can't really make points, therefore I'm somehow very intelligent and brilliant. Ah.
A lot of his early music was actually written in a worshipful, because they were Christians, they were a Christian rock band. Mm-hmm. Seriously.
I know, dude, I'm just telling you. There are songs that have hooks that you listen to a song, you walk away singing.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard a U2 song that you just
you probably never
just
listened to
jump
the
into the
early
chorus
stuff,
and really want to sing
stuff
along
was that
with.
Way.
Huh?
The early stuff was that way.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Didn't you play rock and roll
music? Every
stuff
I've ever heard of them is just like, oh, please.
You played rock and roll.
Yeah. A lot of racket.
Yeah. And then he outgrew that.
Right? He became sophisticated.
It doesn't take a lot of skill to just make lots of loud clangering with no dynamic range. That's my opinion. You don't like it? Sue me. What do I care?
We just won't play it anymore for you.
That's
there
right.
You are.
Not a YouTube fan. Just
okay.
YouTube.
I got it.
You
mean us too?
I'm not. YouTube?
You're not a big fan
YouTube.
Of us too?
I'm a bigger fan of YouTube than I am of you too.
He's not
does
a fan of us, Ross.
I know he's not.
He's not a fan of us. He's saying
I'm not a fan
of you too.
Well, let me tell you.
Or you too? Or you too?
That's what I'm saying. You finally caught
on. I'm not a fan of any of you.
Okay.
A lot of love here, right, Melanne?
This email goes along with what you have just been talking about prior to the break. She says, how do I raise my son to be a man and not a girly man. I am a divorced mom with a 9-year-old daughter and a 6-year-old son. We live with my mother, so my son is around us three ladies all of the time. Dad is out of state and out of the picture pretty much. His uncles and grandpas always say they are wanting to spend time with him, but they are busy men and generally don't take time. How can I make sure I'm not over-feminizing him or keeping him from becoming a man who's capable of being the spiritual leader? Boy Scouts, big brothers, or big sisters? She's wondering, how do you get him to not be a girly man?
Don't dress up in foo-foo dresses.
Seriously.
And paint bunnies
paint
on
his
the
nails.
Walls. And his,
don't paint his fingernails.
Don't paint his fingernails. And
don't get him Barbies instead of G.I. Joes.
But it goes beyond that. It goes beyond that.
Okay, she's like, my immediate answer, you're not going to like. Mm-hmm. I don't know what happened between you and your husband, but that's why you don't divorce the bum. Mm-hmm. Okay? That's why you don't divorce the husband. I don't know what he did. Maybe he was an axe murderer and he had no other choice.
He's out of the picture.
Okay, maybe he came home giving her genital herpes or whatever. She had no other choice. I don't know.
So now what does she
do? No, I'm just saying to women in general, you say you care about your sons, you don't divorce the father. Okay? You wrestle with them, you separate from them, you make their lives hell if you need to, you do whatever you got to do to make it work, but you don't just divorce because it leaves a huge hole in these kids.
But water under the bridge.
Water under the bridge. You know, you just got to be careful you don't overemphasize feelings and stuff like that. But it's a bad situation. I don't know what else to tell you. I don't have a magic cure. I would try and get him involved in church where he can connect with other guys and get him as often as he can to expose
to big brothers, big sisters isn't a bad idea either.
You know, I'd prefer, you know, a faith-based thing. You know, get him involved in the church.
I was a part of that for 9 years.
Or if you got an uncle or, you know, whatever. That's, you know,
talk to this grandpa and these uncles who say that they want to, but they don't make time. Talk to them and ask them, please, spend time with them.
But again, see, what we're talking about, you're assuming like most men get it. I'm telling you, most men have gotten the message men don't matter.
Right. Yes.
Now, if you women would quit supporting messages that men don't matter, maybe these men would man up. Mm-hmm. One of the reasons why you can't get other men to step into his life because you women have been telling us at some point we're idiots and morons. Mm-hmm. We don't know what we're doing. It doesn't really matter if we're around. Well, how's that working for you, girls, huh? How's that working for your sons? Not so good. So the reality is you're not going to help turn the guy into a man when all he does is spend time with ladies in his life.
That's going to be difficult.
And it's sad. The good news is feminization of men is not a cancer or a disease in that it's hard to cure. All he needs is permission to be a man and someone who will show him what it means to be a man, to mentor that to him. That's what you got to do. And you can do that the best that you can. It will be hard, but at the end of the day, you know what? You can't do it really any more than a guy can really help a young girl learn how to deal with her period and her emotion. If you look at it from the other way, that's how women, and this is the problem.
You can't do it.
You've got to connect him up with other guys. All right, guys. See you tomorrow.
Bye-bye, boys.
Have fun storming the castle.